Karnataka Home Minister says the state government is making all efforts to get Nagappa released safely. Karnataka Home Minister Mallikarjun Kharge on Tuesday said the state government is on a watch out for a good negotiator and an influential person who can negotiate with forest brigand Veerappan, who has kidnapped a former state minister. India's most wanted bandit Koos Muniswamy Veerappan abducted H. Nagappa on August 26th after staging a running raid on his remote farmhouse in Kamgere village.
At present we are in search of good negotiators and also persons who can influence Mr. Veerappan and who will be responsible to get released Nagappa safely.
He further said that government is also seeking help of human rights organizations to get some response from the forest brigand.
We are expecting some message within 2-3 days because one cassette has already gone through other organizations, and Veerappan will definitely respond to that. And also we are trying through this human rights organization. They will also try their best to get some response from Veerappan.
Officials have enlisted help from the Special Task Force, STF, in a bid to track Veerappan, whose acknowledge of his terrain has earned him the title of Jungle Rat. The minister also said that the STF will be working on the way to get Nagappa released.
They are also going, and our STF advisor, Mr. Srinivasulu, he is also working on his own way. So it is left to various organizations to make all efforts to get Mr. Nagappa released. So that is our motto for that, whether is Professor Kalyani or Sukumar, whosoever may be, who will come forward to help in this occasion. Definitely government will take the help of all those people who are genuinely and rightfully interested in this cause.
Veerappan hit world headlines 2 years ago when he kidnapped a southern movie icon Rajkumar, releasing him after 108 days. Some officials say he could be seeking the release of P. Nedumaran of Tamil National Movement, a fringe group with alleged links with the LTTE. Nedumaran was detained this year under POTA. Poonam Dagar, ANI.